Welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the show. Okay, let's talk about things in your life that are possibly going to be very difficult for you to do. And then let's put that in perspective of getting in shape, okay? Like, let's just put that in perspective of what we think about. When we think about getting in shape, changing our lives, living a higher quality of life, and building a routine and losing those 20 pounds or whatever it might be, we have this weird notion that it's hard. It's hard. That, like, it's so difficult. It's so mind-numbingly difficult to do that we freeze. We don't do it. We make excuses. You've heard it before. We've done all those different things with when it comes to trying to achieve our goals with our health and fitness. And then, you know, come up with excuses, all that stuff. So, but in reality, it's really, I mean, like, in reality, just to get started with doing that, like, if you were to do an additional 20 minutes of brisk walking a day, like not what you normally do, but like additional, right? Like intentional walking a day, like you're going to see results. Like it's a matter of like the process is so simple, not easy per se, but it's so simple that like it's basically built out there. Like everyone knows how to do it. We just choose not to for a variety of reasons. And we tell ourselves how hard it is or like, oh my gosh, I can't do it. Where the blueprint is not hard. It's right there for you. It's pretty easy. You know, versus, and let's compare it to other things in life that you might be dealing with. And I know this is kind of like first world problems here, so I'm not like, you know, I'm not, obviously, you know, people in certain situations are going to be looking for this, but you get the point here, is let's say you move across the country by yourself. That's difficult. like that is not easy. There is no blueprint for that. Like you have no more friends, no more network, no nothing. No nothing. Like that's difficult to do. Like that's hard. Like that's legit. Like, can you imagine like doing that? And like, I bet you some of you have, right? Like that's difficult. Like that's crazy. Okay. Like running an Ironman, that is very difficult. That's a marathon plus a 112 mile bike ride plus a 2 mile swim. Like that's insanely difficult. Okay. That's insanely difficult. Only a handful of people. Ultra marathons. Have you ever talked about, read David Goggins' book, Can't Hurt Us, or it can't hurt me either way. He had a book about running ultra marathons, and it's like a 100-mile race. Like that is hard. That sucks. Okay. Or maybe starting a new career after being in your career for 10 years, starting over, completely starting over. And like, oh my gosh, like now you are the rookie again. Instead of being the manager, you're the rookie starting over in your career. That is difficult. Like that is hard. Working out and moving your body a little bit, come on. Cry me a river. Come on. Don't lie. Look, I'm okay with you not doing it. It's okay not to work out. Don't get me wrong. Like, if you don't care and you don't want to do it, totally fine. I'm not, you know, obviously this show probably isn't, you're not listening to this show. But if you're someone who wants to do it, don't lie. Don't tell me how hard it is. Oh, it's so hard to get in shape. It's not. It's all your mindset. It's all about just putting things into perspective. There are so many hard things to do in this world, okay? You know, there's plenty of them, right? Like relationships, those are hard. Like, oh my gosh, the back and forth every single day, those are hard. You know, jobs, those can be difficult. Like, there's so many things, okay? I'm not gonna go on and on, but you get my point here, where there's so many things in life that are hard, okay? Or that can be very difficult in the right situation. Don't let your health be one of them. Like, there's no reason that you need to come out and say, oh, fitness is so hard. It's not. It's intentional, and you have to put in the work, but it's not hard. Okay, it's simple to do. Not easy. It's not easy, but it's not hard. Okay, it's one of those things where as long as you just do it, you're gonna see progress. It's almost like a law. It's a guaranteed. Like you're gonna see progress. Have you ever tried starting a business? Like that is difficult. There is no roadmap. There is no blueprint. You're out there into the jungle in the wild, and you're trying to figure things out. Fitness, there's a blueprint for you. Literally, there's a blueprint for you. I mean, it's just like here's what you do. Do it. You know, eat healthy. Move a little bit more. That's the blueprint. Now, obviously, the nuances can get a little, you know, annoying and complex, but don't worry about the nuances. Don't think about it. You're not even there. You're not even worried about nuances. You're worried about just getting started, building that routine, getting into that motion, getting into that feeling of it. That's what you're looking at. You're not looking at nuances like professional athletes or, you know, the CrossFit games or something like we get to, or even physique or bodybuilding shows. You're looking to lose a couple extra pounds around the gut, right? Or on the legs or on the arms and trying to tone up a little bit, you know, to feel better. Like, this isn't hard. There's a blueprint is there for you. What's hard is changing your mind. What's hard is understanding that everything that you struggle with when it comes to your health is all in your head. There's no like, oh, what's the hardest thing? Fitness, nutrition, or diet. It's all in your head. If something is hard, it's because you are making it hard. Now, various reasons, by the way, I'm not saying that it's unwarranted that you think a certain way because of your experiences, but understanding that those are your experiences and that's why you think a certain way is your responsibility, is your awareness level that you need to have. So don't come out and say, oh, it's so hard to get in shape, that's why I can't do it, or, oh, it's just so difficult and complex. It's not. It's really, really not complex. If you're willing to put a little bit of effort in, the blueprint's there. The road is already there. It has been paved for you. Yeah, there's a couple zigzags in the way. It's not a perfect straight line, a little altitude climbing, but that is, it's not as hard as climbing Mount Everest, and people are doing that, right? I actually heard someone walked across the United States. Like, literally walked the entire, like, took months to do. Are you kidding? Are you out of your mind? What in the world? That's hard. like, what? But, like, waking up, you know, maybe waking up 30, 40 minutes earlier to get a couple push-ups and squats in and meal prepping for an hour for the whole week, it's not hard. It's just, you gotta do it. You gotta put yourself out there. You have to do it. Okay, so next time that you're thinking, okay, I need to, you know, do X, Y, and Z, don't tell yourself how hard it is. Don't tell yourself, okay, like, I can't do this. I'm not special, or I don't know what I'm doing. No. You can do it. Whatever you can do is enough. You can do it, but don't tell yourself that it's so hard. Like, really think about it, okay, how hard things really are. I gave you some pretty easy examples there. There are plenty of others across the world that are significantly harder than getting in shape, okay? And this seems to be more of a unique problem in the United States, which is totally fine, which is where we're based out of. But again, it's not hard unless you make it hard. The blueprint's there. And that's what I want to get across. You can do this. Just follow the blueprint. Do a little bit of research. Ask some people. Ask a trainer. They always give out those free sessions. Or if you're struggling, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Get on the calendar. Let's have a one-on-one conversation. Let's see where you're at. Let's see if we can give you some actionable items to take home with you, or see if we can work together one-on-one. Either way, we'll get you moving from point A to point B, and eventually you'll get to Z. Eventually, if you just keep moving forward, you're going to see the results, okay? So that's the message for today. Don't make it hard when it doesn't have to be that way. All right, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.